ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Shanti. So we have entered into the day 4 of this Tapasya Bhatti. So today's spiritual drill by Bab Dada, I become detached from the body and become stable in a powerful stage of soul consciousness in 1 second. Full stop. One moment I come into action, and the next moment I become detached from it and become stable from the corporeal to the incorporeal stage. Whenever any problem comes, I become a detached observer. I become detached observer, Sakshi. In just 1 second, I consider the problem to be a sightseeing. I consider the storm, tufan, to be a gift, tofa, and overcome it. Full stop, not a question mark. So today's effort is to become detached from the body, to get situated in the stage of soul consciousness in 1 second. Full stop. One moment I come into action and the other moment I am a detached observer. I consider the problem to be a sight seen. I consider storm to be a gift, tofa, and overcome it. Full stop, not a question mark. One of the most powerful stages of spirituality is detached observership. Sakshi. There are innumerable religions in the world, and they differ in their philosophy, in their concept, in their doctrine, in their dogmas, in their rituals, in their ceremonials. But one thing almost every religion has accepted is Sakshi Bhav, detached observership. There are certain religions, they are atheistic religions, Gnostic. They don't accept God. For them, God is just a method. You may use it, you may not use it. Even if without using God, you can become enlightened. So there are some religions which are atheistic religions. They are theistic religions and they are atheistic religions. Two types of religions. There are certain religions which are agnostics. Agnostics are what? One is Astic, another is Gnostic. Atheist, theist, and third is agnostics. Agyayavadi. They are neutral. Neither Astik nor Nastik. So, Jainism, Buddhism, they don't accept God is not needed to attain Nirvana, to attain highest stage of Kevala Gyan in the Jainism, to attain that stages, state of Arihant or Tirthankara, God is not needed. In Buddhism, God is not needed. But one thing even they have accepted. And what is that? Sakshi. Detached observership. So no matter which religion it is, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, all religions have accepted this one stage of observing this world as a detached observer. To see everything, every happening, everything as if is happening on the stage. It's a show. It's a play. It's a drama. It's a film, a movie, a cinema, a dream. This world, Shakespeare says, this world is a stage. In the 17th century, 16th, 17th century, Shakespeare talked about this world as a stage. And in Hinduism, what is this world called? Leela. Leela means divine play. Why this world is created? It is created for enjoyment. Who created? God. Why he created? For his own enjoyment. He enjoys this world. It has been created for his own enjoyment. So this is a Leela of God. So he enjoys it. He was just sitting like this. No work. So what to do? So a thought came and he created this world. So this world is Leela. This world is divine drama. This world is a cinema, a film, a show, a play, a multi-act play. A theatrical performance. And learn to see this world. When it is a show, I need to enjoy every scene of it. I should not get disturbed. You know, I will give you one imagination. Imagine a cinema hall. Okay? So this is a cinema hall. And this is a movie which is going on. Some very blockbuster movie. Very famous movie. A mixture of everything. Which has got an element of romance, thrill, suspense, everything, violence. Everything is there. Now, imagine this is the audience which is sitting. So, you stand here now. Okay? And forget that there is anything on the screen. Just only observe the audience. You are standing here or here. Forget what is there on the screen. You are not seeing what is on the screen. You are just standing here. And you see what people are seeing. Somebody is crying. Somebody is laughing. Somebody is getting excited. Somebody is eating. Somebody is sleeping. Somebody is scared. Somebody is highly emotional. Somebody is neutral. Somebody is getting bored. Somebody is playing something on the mobile. He is not interested. And somebody is totally involved in it. As if he is the part of it. Look what is this going on? And you know, there is nothing on the screen. Actually, it is a flashlight. It is just a plain blank screen. And things are getting played. And why these people are getting affected? Because they are identifying themselves with these. For them, this is real. But you know that this is unreal. You know that this is play, this is drama, this is show. The real world is outside. This is not the real world. This is unreal. Surreal. This is not the real thing which is going on. This is pseudo. This is false. This is imaginary. This is just a figment of imagination. This is just the show which is created for enjoyment, for entertainment, for commercial purposes, for time pass, nothing else. You know this is not real. But look at these people. Even they know that this is unreal. But still, each one is involved in it. Somebody is so excited, somebody is so scared, somebody is so much disturbed. Somebody cannot tolerate if there is some injustice going on. He is ready to fight. If there is something about religion and something wrong is spoken about their religion, a fight, a ruckus can be created inside the cinema hall. Anything that can lead to destruction, devastation within the cinema hall. So, you know that this is unreal. So also this world. Whatever is happening in this world, this is a drama, this is a show, this is a play, this is a cinema, a film, a flick. You enjoy this flick. And the more you remain detached, the more you enjoy. The more you get involved, the more you get disturbed. That doesn't mean that we should stop acting. We are actors as well as spectators. Mute spectator. Try to become Mook Darshak. Mook, mute. Spectator. Spectator who is just observing the spectacle. This is the spectacle. This is a play. This is a scene. I need to observe it. So the most important practice in this Gyan Yoga is, because to remain stable, simply saying that I am soul and I am son of Supreme Soul is not enough. That's why Baba has given the knowledge of drama. You need to see this drama. This is very important. So there are 7 stages of being a Sakshi. First, observe breath. What to do? Observe your breath. The more you start observing your breath, you learn to become a detached observer. So just sit for one moment. Very alert, cross-legged, hands locked, eyes closed. And just observe the incoming and the outgoing breath. The inhalation and the exhalation. Not doing anything, just observing. Not trying to control it. Don't start doing pranayama. That you can do at any other time. But with the closed eyes, focus on the breath. If you are not feeling the breath, take 1 or 2 hard breaths. And then you will start feeling it. And then start again observing the breath. How deep inside it is going and to what extent it is coming out. So, keep on doing this practice and increase the duration. Gradually, 1 hour, even more than that. How much focus we can remain. So, the first thing to observe is breath. We are nearest to our soul when we observe the breath. We are nearest to our own existence, our being, when we observe the breath. The second is to observe the body sensations. To observe the bodily sensation, the physical sensations. Just sit alert again and scan the body from top till bottom. Just scanning the body. Seeing the forehead, the face, then coming to neck, shoulder, right arm, trunk, abdomen, chest, abdomen, left arm. And then legs, right leg, left leg. Don't do anything, just observe. What sort of sensations are there? Is there heaviness, lightness, some tingling sensation, some pulsating sensation, some thrilling sensation? Subtle sensations, gross sensations, itching, cold, touch of clothes, what? Remaining stable. just observing them without reacting, no reaction. Then the third is mind, chitta. Observe mind. And what to observe in mind? Thoughts. Do not try to control thoughts, just to see them as a detached observer. And increase this practice multiple times throughout the day. This is the mind. I am not it. These are the thoughts which are coming. Good thoughts, bad thoughts, sensual thoughts, thoughts of vairagya, whatever they are. Just observe them. Thoughts of love of God, thoughts of love of bodily being, anything. Just observe. This observation takes you in the depth of subconscious mind gradually. This observation of body takes you to the realm of subconscious mind. This observation of breath takes you to the realm of subconscious mind. Fourth, sanskars, addictions, habits. Just stop and try to visualize, think, what are my deep-rooted habits? Good habits, bad habits, anything. Just observe them, nothing else. Each and every practice of this can take months, months. Sometimes you can just do 21 days bhatti of breath observation. Only breath, nothing else. Sometimes bodily sensation throughout the day, practice multiple times, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon, 1 hour in the evening. But without moving at all, keep the body standstill. Just like this. You can take any pose, any comfortable pose. So observe the sanskars, the deep-rooted sanskars. That sanskar could be anything. Fifth, your dincharya, your routine. Sit and watch and see and observe how I spent my yesterday. How I spent my yesterday. But one more important thing is here. Don't start from morning till evening. Start reverse direction. Reverse. It is known as pratikraman. It is known as pratikraman. Ulta. Reverse. Start from 10 o'clock. And do this at night at the time of sleep. So I am sleeping. So I am observing. Between 9 to 10 what I was doing. Between 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock what I was doing. Before that, before that, before that, before that, before that. Go like this. Till Amrit Vela. This is a very powerful practice. Very, very powerful practice. So fifth is observing Dincharya. Sixth, observing all the life events. From birth till now, all the events, Ghatana, whatever that has happened in my life, let me see as a detached observer. Most important events. This is the event. Okay. This. Turning points. And seventh, which we all always do, soul's journey. Five forms. Paramdham, Golden Age, Copper Age, some Confluence Age, and Angelic Stage. These are the five forms. So observe this also as a detached observer. So these forms are very important, very powerful practice. Which we need to do everything, not just that we are practicing only five form. No, start with this, breath, then body, then try to observe mind. There are so many meditation techniques in the world, they focus only on mindfulness, only observing the mind, not to do anything. Just to see what all things are coming. Just to observe the sanskar, don't try to change them. Don't try to change them. Don't try to do anything with them. Just see them. Don't tamper with them. Chedchad, nothing. Don't tamper. Just to see them. Once you start seeing them, you start getting detached from them. And then you can have some control over them. Right now you cannot have control because you are one of it. One of them. Get detached. Let them be there and you observe. Mind. Sanskars. Because most of the things we do throughout the day, the routine, that is not in our control. We are just moving with the flow. Somebody is coming, telling us do this, we are doing. Somebody, we are going that side, somebody says, okay, chal, let's go for a walk. So we go with him. anywhere. There is no routine at all. So just observe what sort of routine is there, and then you will start catching those subtle things which are happening in the throughout the day. And what are those points in the life throughout the day where we are lax, where we are slack, and where we are caught by Maya? Those unguarded moments, they are known as unguarded moments. No security is there during those moments, and we are caught by robbers, life events, most important events of my life. They will take you to the subconscious realm. If you want to enter the kingdom, the realm of subconscious mind, you have to take this help. And last, five forms. So throughout the day, make this practice. So today is the day fourth of this Tapasya Bhatti, and today's special effort is detached observership. Baba says sightseeing. Observe this life events as sightseeing. Everything, just see them. Don't react. No reaction. Just observing. Om Shanti.